President Bush began his first official trip to Europe today, meeting with Spain's King Juan Carlos and Queen Sofia. Commentator Tom Malinowski says while many are focusing on this trip, others are having a hard time forgetting about yesterday's execution in Indiana.
At the heart of growing tensions across the Atlantic is a dispute about the values America shares with Europe and how best to advance them. The top American news story in Europe as President Bush arrived today was not his visit. It was the execution of Timothy McVeigh and the uniquely American spectacle of thousands of reporters covering the demonstrators and T-shirt vendors gathered to mark the planned mechanized killing of a man. Most opinion leaders in Europe look at the death penalty and say America should apply to itself the moral standards it preaches to others. They decry America's tendency to exempt itself from treaties like those banning landmines. They say that the United States throws its weight around in institutions like the UN without carrying its weight by paying its dues. Europeans may not have conspired to throw America off the UN Human Rights Commission last month, but many shed no tears. At the same time, Americans feel that Europe sometimes cops out of confronting the world's most abusive governments. At the Human Rights Commission, Europeans have recently refused to co-sponsor resolutions condemning China's human rights record and tried to water down resolutions on Russian abuses in Chechnya, and only the United States forbids its companies from investing in dictatorships like Sudan and Burma. In these cases, Americans point out that they take the heat, while others take the contracts. American policymakers say Europeans are feckless multilateralists. Europeans counter that Americans are reckless unilateralists. These perceptions may not be fair, but perceptions do matter, because increasingly neither side accepts the other's claim to moral leadership. All this won't be fixed by one summit, but it's a good place to start. First, both sides should put the UN Human Rights Commission debacle behind them. President Bush should state what he has not thus far. Instead of getting back at the world, America will work to get back on the commission. At the same time, you should tell Europeans that this year the onus is on them to protect the Human Rights Commission's credibility. Second, the president and the Europeans can step up to one of the most urgent human rights challenges on their doorstep. In Macedonia, government forces have begun separating out and abusing ethnic Albanian men and boys fleeing the fighting in their country. The summit should make clear that this is as unacceptable as Albanian rebel attacks on Macedonian civilians. President Bush should make clear that America will do its part in this crisis, that its commitment to the Balkans contains no strategic ambiguity. Finally, President Bush should reassure Europeans that America is not afraid of international treaties that make the world more humane. For example, Europeans strongly support the creation of an international criminal court to prosecute terrible crimes like genocide. President Bush is thinking about a global campaign to stop the court. He should think again, or the rift with Europe will widen. On each matter, there's room for healthy debate between Europe and America, but not for the gulf that is emerging. With the human rights abusers of the world uniting to avoid scrutiny, the human rights defenders must not be divided.
The comments of Tom Malinowski, Advocacy Director at Human Rights Watch here in Washington, D.C.